Plus America. This is the Steve Guru Show, delivering common sense, hot and fresh every day. Good to have you here. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, record-setting temperatures are still rolling through the Pacific Northwest, but Oregon's all-time record did not fall. At one point, it looked like the 117-degree mark could be in reach, but it was never really challenged. Number two, former President Donald Trump will not be charged with any crimes by the Manhattan District Attorney, we have learned, causing severe temper tantrums and crying fits on the left. And number one, defunding the police is among a host of far-left ideas that Joe Biden and his cast of far-left progressives, or rather Marxists, are busy trying to ram through while nobody is paying attention. But like many ideas that are now coming into full relief, the American people are saying no and are doing so in very large numbers, rejecting this far-left ideology. For example, a brand new Harvard-Harris poll finds the current situation at the border is a disaster by definition. People are smarter than the politicians or the people on the TV give them credit for. 81% say the Biden border policy, whatever it actually is failing, leading to the Biden border crisis. The majority of Americans, in fact, 68%, are laying the blame right where it belongs, at the feet of Joe and Jill Biden. 55% believe President Trump's border policy should be put back in place immediately. Pile on the growing concerns over inflation and taxes and things that are starting to look bleak. Add to that the nationwide rejection of critical race theory, which the Harvard poll found nearly two-thirds of Americans are opposed to teaching our kids. And it could be a very long, hot summer in the political boiler room for Democrats, which brings me back to defunding the police. Another half-baked idea, a stupid idea, an idea that I found ridiculous from the first time I ever heard about it. It's something that far-left mayors let run wild in Minneapolis and Portland, New York and Seattle. Governors did nothing to stop it. And these fools, all Democrats, have allowed the nation's cities to burn, to watch the crime rate, the unprecedented crime wave grip the nation in violence, murder, rape, armed robbery. Well, it's something else voters will certainly reject as soon as they get the chance. There's no question about that. Let me give you an idea. In Oakland, California, the leftists, the progressives are calling for defunding the police, even when the deadly violence in the streets of that city is getting worse every day. It's getting worse all across America, but the police chief there in Oakland says there's nothing they can do. Lerone Armstrong says defunding efforts have already left his department in shambles, and the city is worse, and there's no end in sight. Listen to the police chief. Here he is.
But today, we find ourselves in a crisis. We find ourselves reeling from a weekend of violence where we've seen four homicides over a three-day period. It now has us currently at 65 homicides for the year. It's a 90% increase compared to last year. Our shootings are up over 70% this year. Our robberies are up 11% this year. It's been 1,300 robberies in this city already this year. Our carjackings are up nearly 88%. So we see clearly that crime is out of control in the city of Oakland, and our response was for less police resources.
They cut the budget. They defunded the police in Oakland despite the fact that homicides are up 90%, robberies are up 70%. But the funny thing about Oakland, listening to the police chief talk, the funny thing about Oakland is it's in far better shape than a host of other cities around this country who have seen their homicide rates double, carjackings double. Oakland, by comparison, is doing pretty well. The chief is holding it together a little bit, but they're still defunding them. In Minneapolis, you've heard they're 250 police short of what they need for a full complement of officers on the streets. They're not going to get them, and they're in desperate, dire straits because of it. Because of this misguided idea that somehow if we just defund police, America will be a more just place. More just for whom exactly? For the elderly woman who can't get to her stoop because of the drug dealers and the criminals on the streets? The people that walk down streets in major cities to find needles and human feces on the ground? Is it more just for them? And what about bail reform? Criminals in and out don't even stay long enough to sign the paperwork. They're just right back out on the streets committing more crimes. Well, it's not violent, but it's destroying your cities, and it's destroying our country. And to say that it is okay is just ignorant. And I will tell you this, America is rejecting this across the board. Most importantly, suburban moms. Suburban moms are rejecting this because even if you don't hear about all of these cases on national TV, people know what's going on near their home. They hear about the stories. They hear about the shootings. The shooting in Times Square, another one. Another tourist shot this week. Meghan McCain, not my favorite, but somebody who is able to figure out that defunding the police is a national disaster, piled on top of the border disaster. It's a gift to Republicans who know the idea is a loser, a big loser. And like I said, it's a loser with suburban women especially. Listen to what she had to say.
And the Democrats kowtow to a Twitter audience a lot of times. They kowtow to people in the media. And it has been shown that statistically, if Twitter were a voting block, it would be the second most liberal voting block in the congressional district in the United States. So the biggest gift Republicans have ever been given is the term defund the police. And let's make it very clear, Republicans didn't come up with that. I thought it was the stupidest thing I ever heard when I first heard it being used. And as Sarah said, facts are stubborn things. There is a huge homicide crisis in the country, and whether or not AOC likes it, it's okay for people to be concerned about a homicide spike, and I think that's going to be very effective going into midterms.
Yeah, death and mayhem and destruction, those tend not to favor the party that's supporting it. Open borders and open the doors for criminals and let them walk free, no, that doesn't work very well. But when it comes to blatant hypocrisy, it appears that Congressman Jamal Bowman, he might take the cake. Oh, wait, is that a racial term? I mean, take the cake could be twisted to mean somebody stole it, and I'm talking about a black member of Congress, and that could mean I'm secretly a member of the Ku Klux Klan and a white supremacist because I like cake, which is clearly white privilege. I mean, I'm sure white people get more cake than they should, and their cake privilege is causing heartbreak in others who have less cake, and we haven't even talked about the frosting on the cake. Boy, this could lead straight to cancel culture. Here Bowman calls for defunding the police all while he was guarded by police for two straight weeks. Listen to this nonsense.
Yes, I support the reallocation of resources from NYPD towards more social services.
A Yonkers detective tells the New York Post Congressman Jamal Bowman had officers patrol his New York home for 2 weeks. Bowman had officers guard his home despite tweeting, "Policing has a white supremacy problem."
Yeah, and Bowman has a general stupidity problem. It's an overlying condition. I don't think it's acute. I think it's an underlying condition. Systemic stupidity is what we're dealing with here in the Democrat Party. Defunding the police is a losing idea. Opening the border is a losing idea. Critical race theory is a losing idea. The list goes on. Don't go anywhere. We're getting rolling into this Tuesday. We'll be back.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service. Provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.
No matter where you are in life, here's a question to consider. Do you have the right financial advisor to help you navigate where you want to go? An Ameriprise advisor will take the time to truly understand what's important to you and help you prepare for whatever life brings, both the expected and the unexpected, by providing personalized advice based on your goals and needs, and regular reviews along with digital tools to help you stay on track. With an Ameriprise advisor, you can feel more confident, connected, and in control of your financial life. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call me, Ameriprise Financial Advisor, Craig Stiles, today at 517-483-4893. That's 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA and SIPC.
Hey, Kevin, thinking about saving for retirement?
Yeah, but how do I start?
It's easy with Avo, a retirement coach. Let's learn the Avo bet. A is for taking action.
Not anxiety?
No, Kevin, you're going to be fine.
You sick?
Barely. V is for variety.
Huh, change up my strategy. Okay.
O is for optimize your savings.
Let Avo lead the way.
Visit aceyourretirement.org today. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.